these billionaires are talking about their yachts and their five homes and their portfolios. And this guy was well-to-do, but he was not a billionaire. And in discussion of what kind of sports cars, how many they had, how many Ferraris and how many Lamborghinis or how many, I don't know, what, how many yachts, what it was. He said, you know something? I've got something you guys will never have. And the answer was, enough. I have enough. You'll never have enough. Does Clemson have something that Alabama doesn't have? Alabama has everything. Clemson has fun. That's interesting to think about. Are Alabama fans a little jealous? Now, what they'll say is the fun's in the winning, the fun's in the celebration. Is it, though? Because here's the thing, and I hope we never get to this here. I told you this story many times on the show now. Alabama's number one in the country. 2000 and... What was the kick six year? I had to go back and look it up again here. As I get older, my years run together. Alabama's number one in the country. They go to Auburn, 2013. They go to Auburn. And they're trying a... It's 28 all. It's the last play of the game. And they try this 50-some-odd-yard field goal. It's short. Yeah, the Auburn player catches it in the back of the end zone, takes it 109 yards for a touchdown. Alabama loses a freak game. They were number one in the country. Instead, they go to the... Instead of going to the playoff town, a playoff time, they go to Sugar Bowl. They're not interested. They lose to Oklahoma. Trevor Knight beats them, of all people. Anyway, and beats them convincingly. Let me find the score of that game, by the way, if I can find that one. Anyway, Burton Burns tells me that, again, just two games ago, just a game and one play ago, they're number one in the country and looking like they're going to win their third consecutive national championship. That game was 45-31, by the way. They went and beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. 11th-ranked Oklahoma beat 3rd-ranked Alabama. But Alabama had nothing to play for. Auburn and Florida State play for the national championship. There's nothing they could do there. So he says, we lose two games in that season, two games in a row. He goes, I'm walking around Tuscaloosa. I go to the grocery store, and I go to restaurants with my wife, whatever, and people are saying, what the hell's wrong with our football program? And that's what it is, man. Nick Saban, when he won the national championship in whenever it was the 12 or 11 or 12, one of the one. After it's over, how long will you celebrate this? Well, as soon as the ceremony is over, I go back and then we'll start all over again. True story. Nick Saban, after the Clemson game that they won in Arizona, ripped his staff after the game. And
that doesn't surprise me.
But this does surprise me. After last year's game, he praised the staff. So we played good. That's the process. So the question is, Alabama is jealous of nothing. Alabama has everything. But do they? Do they really have fun? Again, the Alabama fan will call in and text in and says, yeah, you know what? Those rings are fun. The national championship is fun. And they're not wrong about that. I'm not saying they're wrong about that. Maybe we could use Ohio State as an example. Maybe we could use Texas as an example. Look, Texas is just jealous of Clemson because Clemson has a national championship as of late, and Texas, you know, won seven games and hadn't been relevant and that kind of stuff. But the point is, and Texas Mr. Extraordinary makes a great point, entitled town. Not title town, entitled town. That it's the un-Alabama. It's a different way of going about it. It's fun. Losing a football game is not slit your wrist time. Winning a football game is not, well, we're on to the next one. Winning a football game is, yeah, we won the game. That's fun. Now let's party. And we're going to tailgate before and tailgate after. That's fun. See, I think if I'm LSU, I'd sell that more. LSU's personality, the LSU people, the people of Louisiana, the Cajuns and the Creoles, man, they're fun people. I'd sell that more in my recruiting. I try to do the Dabo Swinney un-Alabama at LSU more. They're already that way anyway. Hurricane comes, let's have a party. Let's have a drink after and have a party. We'll see that in New Orleans coming up this weekend. But you know what, man? I kind of like that idea.
Wasn't Les Miles kind of a fun guy?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. If I'm LSU, though, they're going to have a good time no matter what. I'd go that route a little bit more. I'd try that a little bit more. Anyway, just an interesting concept. Maybe they're not jealous of it. But I think we can say this, that it's pretty clear to me at least. I mean, I am ready to say this. We have something Alabama doesn't have. Fun. Because it's not. I'm telling you, man, I've seen it up close. They don't enjoy it. I tell you what they like doing. They like doing the, at the end of the game, where their band says, dun dun dun, hey, Auburn. Dun dun dun, hey, Auburn. We just beat the hell out of you. Rammer Jack. They like rubbing your nose in a little bit. They like the idea that, hey, you know what? We're better than you. We've won more championships than you. Bear Bryant coached here.
We're the Blue Bloods.
Yeah, we're the Blue Bloods, and you're not. So let's rub your nose in. I think they like that. That's like their fun a little bit. So I guess that's what they have. That's their fun. Is it crazy that Clemson has something now they don't have? That's interesting. Interesting concept. I don't know. 654 Roar, 654-7627. Text said, have you seen Nick Saban dance? There's a reason they don't have fun. I don't think Dabo's any kind of John Travolta by any stretch of the imagination. Text message story makes a good point. He goes, I've enjoyed this season so much because it was a mini climb again. You wouldn't thought the possibility of getting back there with all the players gone. I love it. And that's a great point, text message extraordinaire. My mom always made this point. And this is when Clemson was not winning national championships in the late 80s and won those conference championships, which are great. My mom made the point one time. She said, you know what? I enjoy Clemson football a lot more in the past. And she meant like the mid-70s. Where when they won, it was like exciting because we weren't supposed to win every single game.
Well, Mickey, who would you rather hang out with, Dabo Swinney or Nick Saban?
100 days in a row, Dabo Swinney.
I mean, is this wrong to say that Alabama's got more of the NFL feel toward their football program to where Clemson's more of a college football? Yeah. Which is the difference in the two to me, which is why I like college football better.
Yeah.
It's got that more fun, more exciting, fun approach.
My friend, one of my dearest friends in the world, went to Tuscaloosa for a game about 3 years ago and came back. And I said, you know, it's a nice stadium. And he goes, nope. I said, no, it's a big stadium. He goes, yeah, it is, but it's not nice. I said, what? It's a big crowd. Yeah, but he didn't enjoy it. And I said, why? He goes, I was at an NFL game. It was corporate to me. I was at a stinking NFL game. That's interesting. Hadn't really thought about it till this morning. I've noticed it. Hadn't thought about it till this morning. All right. I'm going to tell you about Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Hey, folks, let them take care of your taxes now. Now's the time to start planning that 2018. When we come back on Tuesday, we're off on Monday for New Year's. When we come back on Tuesday to review this game, I will tell you that, hey, guys and girls, we are just a few short weeks away now. And now we can start getting all of our tax information together, all of our documents together. If you want to make your reservation, they're open right now, today and tomorrow, over at Patterson Tax Service. Make your appointment now. You know the day that you need it. The first in, first out. A lot of you are going to be counting on this tax returns, getting that check back. So why not let the Patterson Tax Service, A, take care of it for you, B, maximize that. So great friends at the Patterson Tax Service. 859-8289, 864-859-8289. And I'll tell you this, wherever you can hear my voice, because you can scan and get them anything you need, email them anything you need. They're authorized to take care of you. It's the Patterson Tax Service, 859-8289. Everybody hold, hang on, coming straight to you. More of your phone calls right after this.
Relax, we're in Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders Online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member, Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
During the holidays, you'll be sharing wonderful meals. After enjoying the food, don't pour fats or cooking oils down the drain because they can turn into solids and clog up your pipes. Then you'll need Roto-Rooter to take care of the problem. Roto-Rooter is always there for you when you need them, 24/7, 365, online at rotorooter.com or call them locally at 226-9452. Roto-Rooter.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I want everybody to see this.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Get a couple of phone calls. Been hanging on. Northern Communication phone line 654-ROAR. Zeke checks in with us. Good morning, Zeke. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
What's up, Mickey? Good, you know, good topic this morning. Good analogies also. I look at it this way. You know, there's old money, there's new money, Mickey. Alabama's a Mercedes. Clemson's a Lexus. It's just both ever nice, but, you know, do things a little bit different, ride a little bit different. Customer service is a little bit different, and, You know, I, personally, I like the way Dabo is doing it because, you know, you make a good point. I compare things a lot because I'm a basketball guy, but to me, Alabama's like Kentucky basketball. Man, those guys, when they lose, it's life or death. I mean, they are just, I mean, it's just the worst thing ever. And the wins, they don't even appreciate them because they expect them so much. And yeah. If you don't win a championship, then what a year. You know, we've got 8 of these things. Why can't we get number 9?
Right.
And then I look at a program that reminds me of Clemson in football and basketball is Jay Wright and Villanova. You know, they won one national championship a long time ago, but now they're rolling again. They got another national championship. They're ranked number 1, but those guys have a fun time in Philly. You know, they overachieve. They're winning, and they just do it differently. And I think you've got a good analogy, but I seem to notice that Clemson fans don't want to slit their wrist when they lose a game to Boston College. They're not happy, nor should any fan should be. But, you know, what they're happy with is the journey. What they're happy with is the ride. What they're happy with is where the program is and where it's going in the future, and their coach and the recruits are coming in. And I think you make a very good point how those programs are very different right now, because you're right about Alabama fans. I mean, I think the only time they're happy is when they get that national championship, and that lasts about one night, and then they're thinking about next year, Mickey.
It's a great point. Now, again, I'm not thinking all Clemson fans are like this. I was talking to a person on text a while ago saying that now he's scared Clemson might get this way, and that concerns me a little bit. But, man, the point in time where I'm not satisfied with you know, a win on a Saturday because didn't play great. We got that a lot this year sometimes, and last year sometimes. Well, we didn't blow them out. We didn't keep their foot on the pedal. We should have blown them out. Nah, man, nah. I'm going to take a win, and I'm going to do what it takes to take a win, and I'm going to enjoy that win. I'm not going to complain about winning because it didn't look good enough and that kind of stuff. That's not who I'm going to be. I'll get out of it before I do that, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this, and I'll hang out and give you a thought, but I learned that lesson. I told you as a fan, I'm like you, Mickey. I'm old school, you know. I'm from a fan of ACC sports from the 80s and even the 70s to an extent. And, you know, I got that way with Dean Smith, Mickey, where I expected a Final Four every year and a championship. And then you get humbled by a guy like Matt Doherty, and you go 8-20, and you go, man, I don't ever want to experience this crap again.
Yep.
So, you know, when you lose a game to Wofford, you go, well, this is embarrassing. I don't know what happened. But you go, man, you just won a national championship, and you got a chance to make a run this year. I'm not going to let one game define me, and I'm going to enjoy the ride because I've seen 8-20.
Yep.
And that's not any fun. So I think you're right, man. You just, you're on a ride that, well, based on recruiting, it's not ending anytime soon. But you just enjoy the ride. And if you enjoy the ride, Mickey, that ride's a lot funner. If you're complaining because the Lexus isn't doing exactly what you want to do, and, man, that's just not a good way to be as a fan. And, by the way, Mickey, I won't be back on, so good luck this weekend. You guys travel safe. And my prediction for the game, and I'll call back in next week, my prediction for the game is Clemson 27, Alabama 17. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Zeke. Happy New Year to you, bud. Appreciate that. There's only one negative to all of this big run. And that's when my wife and I are sitting in the Orange Bowl, and I'm making airline, we're starting to run away with things with Oklahoma, and I'm making airline.
You've told me, I remember this.
Tickets, airlines to Southwest Air on their app. Now, I did it in advance. I picked the flights that we went out in advance, but I didn't hit send yet. And Alabama, and we're playing Oklahoma. Winner goes out to Glendale to face Alabama. And I'm sitting there, and we're about the second row from the top of the stadium. And it's starting to get really, really good, and we're really starting to run away with this thing. And so I pull up my phone, and I said, look, we need to book these flights right now. And I remember my wife saying, look, you're going. We can't afford for me to go, but I want you to go. I want you to have a good time and that stuff. Anyway, I put in 2 plane flights, 2 tickets rather than 1. And I remember, A, I couldn't see because I didn't have my reading glasses on, but B, I was so nervous of the game and filling that stuff out. And she says, no, don't do 2, do 1. And I handed her my credit card and said, you just enter the credit card stuff. And she said, well, we, you know, can do it. And what I talked her into by sending 2 instead of 1, I went, look, this is a once in a lifetime thing. This ain't going to happen all the time. I lied. It's happening every year now. I don't know what it is. It's 3 straight years of this stuff.
You just don't. It's hard to expect that it's hard to believe that this is happening, first of all, because of where we've been. I mean, we worked at this radio station a long time, and there was days where we thought we would never get here.
Yeah. But it's here, and it's fun. It's a heck of a lot of fun.
It's a whole lot more fun than losing. That you've got that right.
No doubt about it. A couple more guys still on hold. Let's get Mike and Anderson. Been hanging on a long time here. Mike, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Doing well, Mickey Plotter. I know you are. I can tell by the sound of your voice. Couple of things for you. You're known far and wide, nationally even, as the sports talk host who gives their listeners what they want more than anybody. Since we're almost to the end of this thing, being defending national champions, just in case it doesn't work out the way we think it will and hope it will, today, tomorrow, could you maybe play the Don Munson call, the Hunter Renfrow touchdown, so we can hear it a couple more times, just in case we don't get to hear it next year, Mickey?
We will do that for sure, Mike. I've got it on this board up here, and I promise you we'll do it. Might even do it in a segment, but we'll do it for sure.
Okay. Before I get off, I'm going to I was listening to you and Lee yesterday, and I always think back over the years of all your different hosts, and Lee Harper's still the hardest working man in show business. You know, it wasn't that long ago, about this time of the year, I think it was right after the Music City Bowl, when Spiller and Davis were the backfield tandem, and Bowden and Spence ran them 12 times in a loss to Kentucky in the Music City Bowl. And your phones were blown up that morning. I mean, you were hot. And just how things have changed, man. But you were talking earlier with a caller about it's better now than it was with Coach Ford. And I can't disagree with that. I just don't have any ammunition to make my point. But I would respectfully disagree just a little bit. I was already a young man back in 77 when this started. And I remember all the players, Fuller and Butler and the Bostic brothers at offensive line, and then Dwight Clark and Homer Jordan and Chuck McSwain, Kevin Mack, Jeff McCall, just on and on and on. And from 1977 to 1989, minus probably two bad seasons, that was a whole lot of fun, Mickey. I'm not going to say, again, I can't argue that it's not better now than it was then, but I remember those days, and by golly, that was a whole lot of fun back then. And I just don't think that, well, I know we can, as much as we like what Dabo's done, and I was a guy that said he wouldn't get it done the first couple of years. I was dead wrong. I just don't think we can give Coach Ford and his players and those teams enough credit, because they're not a part of it now, but they certainly helped lay a foundation, I would think. And wanted to see what you thought about that, and I'll hang up and listen. Happy New Year to you and Lee, Mickey.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that for sure. And
Mike, by the way, I got a rejoin here that we'll play it coming back. We'll do it. Got that call.
After break, we'll do that and come back. All right, let me do this. It is not without the Bostic brothers, without Fuller and Butler and Terry Kinnard and Jeff Davis and those guys, this doesn't happen now.
Does Charlie Pell get credit for this?
Red Parker gets credit. Charlie Pell gets credit. Danny Ford gets credit. Absolutely.
And where we're at today, I have to say, I'll say it till the day I die, Tommy Bowden deserves some credit in this.
He does. With all that said, Clemson is better now, and better shape now, and better shape long-term now, and these wins are bigger now. If you go back and look at it, the Tigers, and I'll have to go get a press guide and take my word for it, they didn't beat that many great teams back then compared to how many great teams are beating now and ranked teams are beating now. And the schedule was nowhere near as challenging and all that. But it was great. But this is better. Herb Tyler joins us next. Good morning, Herb Tyler, Chick-fil-A. Man, it's not Friday, and I'm not in Chick-fil-A, but good to hear from you. How you doing?
Yeah, man, I'm doing good, Mickey. I'm doing good. I needed to get in a little bit on this. You talking about the difference between Nick Saban and Dabo. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's a great divide. I mean, it's a great chasm. Because one of the things, I was talking to somebody yesterday, one of the first things Dabo did with his players was got them to change even how they dressed. One of the things that he taught them is that best is a standard, and the fun is in the winning. And to be honest with you, Mickey, I think Dabo's philosophies, not only with the team, have permeated our fan base. And it seems like Alabama just winning is not fun.
Well, it's fun, but it's not it's the only thing that's fun. We got other things that are fun here, you know?
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. And you know, but, you know, Dabo does have a business plan. Dabo does have that. But what's even funner, and I don't know if that's a word or not, is he cares about how these young men turn out. He cares about what they do. He cares about life after football. Yeah. And he's made it clear about what he cares about. And, you know, I never hear anymore about, and maybe it's because I'm not around recruiting as much, but, you know, last year, Dabo's comment this past on TigerNet about people being in New Orleans and if people were getting in trouble, things like that. He said, look, if I hadn't done my job between January and now, right, we're going to get beat anyway.
I will say this now. Let me say this. Nick Saban cares about his football players. He really does. And that's one of the things his players talks about. You don't see it on the outside, but Nick Saban does care about his players. Now, the process is different, and how he goes about it is different, and evaluating everything is different. Alabama has these three guys that walk around their football program, and he goes, the guy told me about it, said that they look like they're in a Grateful Dead. They wear these jam Hawaiian shirts, and they've got these long beards and whatever, but they're analytics people that are psychologists, and they study the players. And so they study the players' personalities. And so then they meet with Nick Saban, and one of the things they say is that okay, when you're dealing with Jalen Hurts, this is his type of personality. So when you criticize him, you got to criticize him this way. When you praise him, you got to praise him this way. If you want the most out of him, that's how you do it. And all they do is they go around and observe people's personalities. And they got like three of these guys on staff. That's all they do. I'm like, what? But he does care about his players now, but it's just different here. Here it's we have fun. We tailgate and we have fun and we win and we don't and we appreciate the winning. I don't know. It's just a different whole overall different atmosphere.
And I agree with you, no question. But I've got one question everybody's been asking. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna call Mickey and ask him. Kurt Herbstreit came out yesterday and said there is no way, except one way, that Clemson beats Alabama. And that is if Kelly Bryant has unbelievable passing game. What's your take on that?
Herb, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks a lot. Have a happy new year. I think that they're going to force Kelly Bryant to throw the ball. And he will have to make some plays in the passing game. Yes, I agree with Kurt Herbstreit on that. But I can't say no way. I mean, if Alabama turns it over, you know, special teams, stuff like that, I can't say no way. But that's the best way Clemson can win is Alabama's going to force Kelly Bryant to throw the ball downfield.
Because that's telling me that Clemson can't not gonna be able to run the ball in the game at all.
No.
And that's
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that whatsoever.
I think Clemson can run the ball. They hadn't been able to run against Alabama. I think they can, but they can't without balance. And Clemson can't line up and smash Alabama in the running game. If they open the running game up through the passing game, then yes, they can run it.
Clemson's going to play their game.
Right.
Clemson's going to play their game.
Right. But Alabama's going to try to take away from that, and it's going to take Kelly Bryant doing what he did a little bit in the third and fourth quarter, second, third quarters against Auburn, and what he did against Louisville, what he did against Virginia Tech of throwing the ball and having to throw the ball downfield a little bit. So, anyway. RoostersMGC.com. Get in touch with them. Men, your hair looks bad. Let's face it. You don't know what you're doing. Your beard looks bad. Your face looks bad. You got all kinds of things. Hey, let the ladies at Roosters take care of you. It's Roosters Men's Grooming Center. RoostersMGC.com. They're off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. A refer a friend program. They've got a wonderful loyalty program. They're off of Pelham Road. They'd love to help you out. This is absolutely the best hair care, skin care. You're going to straight razor shave, hot towel treatment, hot towel massage. You're going to love it. It's our great friends at Roosters, RoostersMGC.com off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. One more open phone line segment. Paul Strelo joins us at 8:05. Brad Brownell will join us at 8:25. So one more open phone call segment. Text and tweets as well right after this.
The road to the national championship in Atlanta has one more stop. Clemson Tigers take on the Crimson Tide of Alabama for the third straight year. The Mercedes Superdome in New Orleans is a site for the All-State Sugar Bowl, where the Tigers hope to secure their spot in the national championship game. Hear every minute of it right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts on New Year's Day with the Tiger pregame show at 2:30 on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to save on John Deere? Then you need to get to AgPro now. You'll find the best prices on the quality equipment you've been wanting right now at our inventory clearance event. We're making room for 2018 inventory, and we're equipping you with low, low prices on select John Deere equipment. That's right, the tried and true equipment you know and trust at unbelievable year-end inventory prices. Get to your local AgPro, because our closeout prices are only available while supplies last. And visit us at agproco.com.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money, because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Have you met John from the Butcher's Block in Anderson? John has some exciting news you've been waiting for. Their Meat and Three has had such a fantastic response, they are now offering their full menu, including the Meat and Three, on Sundays from 11 to 3. Food so scrumptious, you'll want to come back again and again. While the Butcher's Block in Anderson is the best place to be for their deli and Meat and Three, they also have awesome pre-prepared meals for those nights you just can't pull it together. Everything you need to feed the family, all ready to go. They've got 10 different tailgate packages to choose from, too. Swing by and pick it up on the way to the stadium, and it's ready to toss on the grill. They have a meal of the week that they post on Facebook with your chance to win it. If you have an event you need catered, they can handle everything. And they're a full-service butcher, too. More food, more choices, and more opportunities to enjoy the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Or give them a call at 864-359-2099.
Danny Ford knows winners. He buys his fireworks from Carolina Fireworks. Four generations of the same family-owned and operated business with the best prices, selection, and explosions in the upstate. Why buy from those who plop down in a parking lot out of nowhere? Shop inside at Carolina Fireworks in heated comfort with folks who know the product and will help you choose what's best for your New Year's Eve event. Find their locations at carolinafireworks.org. See the main warehouse on Old Cedar Rock Road in Easley.
Start the new year in your new 2017 Focus SE from George Coleman Ford in Traveler's Rest. It includes power equipment and sync. And like all deals at George Coleman Ford, no dealer fees. MSRP at $27,149. Sale priced at just $14,999 after discounts and rebates. Everyone is eligible for this offer. Good through January 2nd. Four generations and over 87 years in business. George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less in Traveler's Rest.
Weiler Show is on the air.
It's my turn to talk.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, sookie, sookie now. Hey! Come on, baby. Hey, that sugar darling, let me tell you something.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Time now for our Palmetto Golf Report, by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Dunes is the beautiful oceanfront resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. They've got a huge 2018 planned right now, you know, with their maintenance schedule all up and all their days available right now. You go in and make your tee times and reservations now. Get your accommodations now. And I want to tell you, don't talk enough about the food. You know, we're going to New Orleans this weekend and for the Sugar Bowl, and one of the things people always talk about is food. Well, the food at Palmetto Dunes is great. Get to go by Alexander's and get that great meal. They're in Shelter Cove. You got your choice of restaurants everywhere. And part of vacation is food. Well, you're not going to get beat on food. The golf's great. The tennis is great. The beach is great. The fishing's great. The shopping's great. Everything there, the pickleball and the, you know, the biking, all the great things there. But look, let's face it, foodies, you're going to have a great time there as well. The Alexander's meal we had was fantastic, and you're going to love it. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Golf Report, I want to give you a preview of the men's and women's teams here at Clemson and make your arrangements for coming up. I can tell you that the Clemson men's golf team opens up in Puerto Rico. I wish they'd send me on these trips to help me go down and cover the Tigers down there. They're going to Puerto Rico in February. They open the season up, the spring season up, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Come over to Bandon Dunes over in Oregon, March 11th, 12th, and 13th. To Kannapolis, North Carolina, Irish Creek Invitational, April 7th and 8th. Here's the great news for you. Back again, the Clemson Invitational. You want to go see great college golf, you can see it at the cliffs at Kiwi Falls up at sunset, the April 13th, 14th, and 15th. ACC Championship again at Old North State Club in North Carolina, and then NCAA Regionals. NCAA Championship this year is out at Carston Creek. That's where Clemson won their last national championship in men's golf. But the Clemson Invitational for the men's up at Kiwi Falls, the cliffs of Kiwi Falls, April 13th, 14th, and 15th. We'll remind you of all that later, but just a little early update of just looking forward to schedules in the spring of 2018. Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Of all the great things out there, friends, think about the food being a great reason to go down to Palmetto Dunes as well. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Let's get back to our phone lines. Bill and Anderson's been hanging on. Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Well, good.
Glad I even pointed it out to my roommate. If you wanted to see the difference between Sweeney and Saban last night, you could have watched the interviews they had after they arrived on the airplane. Saban was sitting there. He was just totally deadpan. The interview lasted about 45 seconds, probably. And I mean, he answered the questions, but I mean, it was so dead. And when Sweeney came up, it was all smiles, and it was like they were just having a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt that it is. It's just a different feel and a different way of going about your business. There's, you know what? Different companies do it different ways, too. But I like how we do it here, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Yeah. The thing I wanted to ask you about, if I remember before the season started, that was one of the magazines that listed the rosters, and they had them by also listed how many were in each class. If I remember correctly, Clemson is just absolutely totally loaded in numbers with juniors this year. I think people were expecting us to rebuild this year. Well, next year we've got, depending on how many go pro or not, we've got a lot of stuff coming back next year. Isn't it the year after that that we're going to really be rebuilding? If you look at the roster down, have a chance to research it, check that out for me.
All right, Bill. I'll do that right now, as a matter of fact. It's a good point. Hope you have a happy new year, Bill. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Have a good year.
Yes, sir. Clemson has 6 scholarship seniors, 25 juniors, 23 sophomores. and 25 freshmen there. Now,
the least since World War II,
right,
they say.
Right. You can say, and he's right, that either this year or next year, depending on how many juniors leave, but it is right to think that Kelly Bryant and Hunter Renfro and Deion Kane, Ray McCloud, those are all, there's a junior class. Mylon Richard, Falsinelli, Hyatt, Bryant, Austin Bryant, Christian Wilkins, Albert Huggins, Kendall Joseph. There's a lot of juniors in there. That said, though, now depending on which ones leave, there's a lot of talent still left over. Feaster and Etienne at running back, Trevor Lawrence, Hunter Johnson. Who knows who stays, but those guys still at quarterback. T. Higgins, Amari Rodgers, Daron Kendrick, Cornell Powell, DeAndre Overton at wide receiver. These are guys that are sophomores or less at Clemson. You know, offensive line-wise now, what Jackson Carman does, and sophomores are lower. Ankrum's a sophomore. Simpson's a sophomore. Pollard's a sophomore. On an offensive line, you got to think with Xavier Thomas and K.J. Henry, with hopefully Xavier Kelly. And Cleveland Farrell's still a sophomore. He won't be around, obviously. But Dexter Lawrence is a sophomore. Now, he's probably going to leave at the end of next year. But you feel pretty good about Niles Pinckney there. Sophomore linebackers, Chad Smith, Trey Lamar, James Skalski, Shaq Smith's a freshman. In the secondary, you've got players like McMichael coming in, like A.J. Terrell, like Isaiah Simmons, like Travion Mullins, a sophomore, Kayvon Wallace, Tanner Muse. There's a lot of talent in that for sophomore and freshman class as well. Bill makes a good point, though, but there's a lot of talent there. Let's get to Dave in Simpsonville up next. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, and have a safe trip down. I know win or lose, it's still going to be a great trip because Clemson headed to New Orleans. Going down to New Orleans is going to be awesome. Got a lot of folks that I know that are heading down, so you guys have a great time. You know, you talk about foundation, and, you know, we give Coach Ford, we give Coach Pell all the kudos in the world, but you also got to throw in Tommy West, because who will ever forget the 3-8 in 98? Because if you don't go 3-8 that year, we may not have gotten Bowden, who would have gotten Dabo, and then all of this may not have ever happened. You know, I remember that 98 season where you beat Furman, you beat Maryland, and then you beat South Carolina. And that is just, that was probably in all of this run since 1977 was some of the darkest days of Clemson football. And we had a couple of 5-6 seasons in that Ken Hatfield, Tommy West era. So, you know, since 98, you could see the upswing of this program. Now, yeah, Tommy kind of stalled. He was an 8-win, 9-win coach, 7-win coach, and that's about as good as he got. But I still go back, if you wanna talk dark days, 98 has to be the darkest. Y'all have a safe trip, Mick, bring us home a winner.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. That was my first year on air, 98. Imagine that, Lee. 3-8, your first year on air. Things kind of changed a little bit.
Hey, well, it's all right because South Carolina was 0-12.
Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't get thrown right to the wolves through all that one, huh? Different time, man. Different time, different place. Jason, this is on Twitter, top of the hour tweets here at Mickey Paul. Jason writes in, the times are simply the NCAA allowing TV to dictate games. This is why championship game is on Monday and not Saturday. I hate both. I agree, Jason. I don't understand it. I for the life of me, I just don't understand that. Now, it's wild card week in the NFL, but you can still play that game on a Saturday night. William writes in, consider this for the Rose Bowl. Rose Bowl parade attendance is estimated at 1 million. Pasadena has a Clemson feel. Imagine having that many people in Clemson need time to clear for the game, I guess. Here's something, though. Why not play Clemson and Alabama at 5 o'clock and then Georgia and Oklahoma at 8:45 because this is on the West Coast. Why is the West Coast game the first game? Explain that one to me.
Why not play one on New Year's Day, one on New Year's Eve, and play them both at the same time?
Well, because you do that, and you got one team gets an advantage over the other one as far as days preparation, buying tickets, and all that kind of stuff. So just little tweets, little top of the hour tweets for you to see how all that works out. We're going to get Paul Strelo coming up here, and then talk much more with Brad Brunell coming up too. Matt Canada is rumored to be out at LSU at the end of the season. The offensive coordinator that came from Pittsburgh and NC State, and it hadn't worked at LSU. LSU fans, there's a lot of shifts, a lot of motion in there. A lot of tight ends in there, but it didn't work at LSU, but I'm not sure they gave it enough time for it to work. We'll see there. Texture makes a good point. I heard the Rose Bowl has a contract that lets them play at a certain time every single year. So
it would be 3:30, is that right? The early, I think the Rose Bowl is different. The regular Rose Bowl is different than the playoff Rose Bowl, I think.
Well, it is the playoff Rose Bowl now. There's no other Rose Bowl. It's just the Rose Bowl. That there's now in the BCS championship stuff, there was a Rose Bowl and a BCS championship game. But now this is the Rose Bowl. There's only one this year, though. It's not the Pac, and it's weird that the Pac-12 champ, Pac-10 champion, and Big Ten champion aren't playing in the Rose Bowl. But this is the Rose Bowl there. So 5 p.m. is what the texture said, and I agree with that. 8:45 on the East Coast. For the life of me, I just don't understand that. You know what you need to do? Get Brian Ramey to take care of it for us. He's smart enough; he can do that. And folks, on a serious note, if you've been injured. There's nothing to joke about a car accident or injured at work.